This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. A number of international salvage companies have bid on the job of removing a grounded cargo ship in Lark Harbor. The MSC Baltic 3 ran into the rocks in an area known as Cedar Cove on February 15th last year after losing power. The Coast Guard set up an incident command post since the grounding, and weather permitting, they continue checking for environmental damage and structural changes with the vessel. Bruce English says yesterday, the insurance company on site, ABL, closed the bidding process for the work.
They'll take a couple of weeks to review those proposals and award a contract after that to actually physically remove the vessel. And whichever one wins the bid, whether it's by sea or by land or a combination of both. But right now, the vessel is sitting on rocks here, and since November the 1st, first week in November, there's been just one storm after another with extensive wind, and so operations on board are continuing, albeit it's slow.
English says planning will be a big part of this process.
On logistics to get accommodations for people, to get boats, to get various things, permission, approvals for doing different things. So I know those are the things that they've been working on already. So actually physically working at the vessel may be April. Again, I'm just making a stab here, but whenever the weather gets appropriate, so they can get on board and make some good progress.
English says while the vessel has sustained a lot of damage, there's a lot of steel holding it together.
Just down further by the stern, it's listed a little bit more out to the port side, and the buckling in the plating on the both sides of the vessel's port starboard has increased, but there's still a lot of steel on the vessel holding it together. And salvage company were on board again yesterday, and they continue to remove oily debris from the engine room. And they were working at one of the cranes yesterday, they trying to wire it into the generator that's on board. So they're continuing their work.
English says nearly 1,800 cubic meters of fuel have been safely removed from the vessel. However, there are still over 60 containers on board. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.